I'll also be sharing your gospel reading this for today. Let us first go to God in prayer. Prepare our hearts, O God, to accept your word. Silence in us any voices but your own, so that we may hear your word and also do it. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand for the reading of God's word. The text for today's message is John 11, 17 through 44. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha then said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She then said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." When she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in the house consoling her saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her because they thought she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved, and he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him?" But some of them said, "Could not he who had opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead for 4 days." But Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." This is the word of the Lord.
This has been such an unbelievable day. Unbelievable. Wow. Mary and I were so scared. Our brother Lazarus was so ill. He was so ill. And we thought for sure that Jesus would take care of Lazarus. We really did. We just loved him so much. Just loved that little brother. Even though he towers over me, just love him. And we cried tears and tears and tears because we wanted him healed. We live in little town of Bethany, a couple miles from Jerusalem, and we sent word to Jesus that he might come, because we knew he could touch Jesus. We saw the miracles, didn't we, Mary? We sent word and he didn't come. And our brother died. He was dead 4 days. And, you know, Mary and I are so different. She's the one that is the more emotional one, and I'm the take charge woman, Martha, the oldest, so I take charge. I couldn't take charge with this. Our brother is dead. Mary and I sure have had our differences over the years. You know, I'm the one that's in the kitchen. I want the house to be just so. Everything in its place. You know, we would have Jesus over a lot of times. And we would have him over, and his presence there was so wonderful, and I couldn't wait till he came, and I would to our house. So Lazarus was close to him. We were close to him. And we just thought, well, you know, he could certainly come and bring healing to Lazarus. That's what we thought. But then we had to bury Lazarus in the tomb. 4 days. He was in there. 4 days. And I don't know why Jesus was held up, but he comes after Lazarus is already dead. You know, we had lots of people in our home. Lots of people. They were coming in, and everybody was mourning. We're all crying, and everybody was there, and they're trying to comfort Mary and me, but it was hard. We loved him. And we couldn't understand why Jesus didn't come when we asked him to come. And now it was just like it was too late. And I heard he was on his way. And so I went out to meet him. And you know what I said? Lord, if he'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. But yet I know that God can still do things through you, and he can use you, and you can do still things if you ask him. See, I was so disappointed that he wasn't there, but yet I was hopeful for some reason. I was still hopeful. And Jesus said to me, "Your brother will rise again." And I said, "Yeah, I know, Lord, at the resurrection, at the last, he'll rise again." And I'll never forget what he said to me, as he looked at me right in the eye, and he said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will never die. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." Wow. I am the resurrection and the life. Wow. Resurrection and the life. He was so direct when he looked at me and said that. He who believes in me, even though he has died, will live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. And then he said to me, he looked at me and he said, "Do you believe this? Do you believe this?" I said, "Yes, Lord, I know you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was sent to come." And after I said that, that's when I called Mary, because she was in the house. And I called her and I told her, "Mary, Mary, he's here. Jesus is here. And he wants to see you." Mary was filled with as much grief as I was, and she said the same exact thing to him. So she fell down on her knees and she was crying and weeping. And she said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." So many people were gathered around us, and they were crying, weeping. So many. There were tears of love for Lazarus. We loved him. It was so hard to let him go. And Jesus was here. And when Mary fell down and asked him why, you know, if he had been here, he wouldn't have died. Jesus was so overwhelmed. He asked where we laid him. And he was so overwhelmed, he began to cry. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, was crying. He was crying. He was weeping. I knew he loved Lazarus, and maybe he was weeping because we couldn't understand. But he was crying. We were all crying. Oh, how he loved Lazarus. And how much we love Lazarus. But they took him to the tomb. It was a cave with a large stone in front of it. And Jesus told them to roll away the stone. And I'm like, "Lord, it's going to stink. He's been in there 4 days. You know, I'm one who likes things nice and neat and tidy. And the last thing I wanted to do was to offend everybody when they rolled that stone. And then that stench of a dead body came out. And I'm like, "Lord." And he said to me, "Didn't I say that God would receive the glory?" I guess I still couldn't comprehend what he was trying to say. And so they moved the stone, and then he lifted up his hands. He looked up to the Father, and he prayed. He thanked God, and he asked the Father that we might believe that he was the one sent to us. And we couldn't believe what we saw.
What was Jesus thought of to say? You see, fellas, it just seemed like yesterday. I could hear that man say in my ears. As a matter of fact, it seemed like today I don't. Excuse me, brothers. I think I hear him calling now. What?
Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you. We praise you for the gift of life that you give to us in Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, when our hearts are grieving with the loss of a loved one. You know the pain, you know the anguish, and yet you give us hope. Hope. We thank you for the story of Lazarus, one of the most powerful stories in Scripture aside from your own resurrection. And Father, we ask that you help us to trust that you truly are the resurrection and the life. Help us to trust you, Lord, every day. That he who believes in you will live even though he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in you will never, ever die. Help us, Lord, every day to believe it and to live it. For we ask and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.